As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying our prayer of confession. The words may be accessed on our Facebook page and website. If you don't have those within reach, join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Strong, loving God, the world in which we live defines strength very differently than you do. That became quite clear when your son Jesus demonstrated strength by dying on a cross, forgiving rather than cursing the very ones responsible for his death. You call us to follow your lead, to refuse to embrace the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth mentality that pervades the thinking of so many. But that is far easier said than done. Forgive us, gracious God, for choosing to flex our muscles and flaunt our so-called strength, when a far better response would be to demonstrate mercy, compassion. Grant us wisdom and courage beyond our own to use the strength you have given us in ways that bring healing and hope to this broken world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we know that when we confess our sins, God is eager to forgive, eager to wipe the slate clean, eager to lift the weight of our sin and shame and free us up to go on living. May we claim that gift. May we never, ever take it for granted. And may we allow it to set us free so that we, in turn, might be forgiving of others. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom, then, will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will grow faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And our gospel reading today is from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. And now for a special message for our young ones and our young at heart. I remember back in the beginning of our pandemic days, I can't even believe I'm saying that, I heard stories about so many people who were bored out of their mind. Busy lives suddenly became nothing. They came to a screeching halt. We were stuck at home, school was closed, almost every plan on our calendars canceled. We were separated from friends. So we turned to Netflix and FaceTime. New hobbies, puzzles, baking bread, decluttering our closets. We were getting pretty desperate. Many of us were just trying to pass the time and get through every day. Well, 1 year in, and we're still trying to get through every day. But it seems like busyness has creeped back into our lives, and we're not so bored anymore. We've figured out how to safely leave the house when we need to. You're back in school, whether in person or online or a combination of both. You've been able to resume some activities, see some friends at a safe distance, and who can forget about all those Zoom calls? Maybe we don't feel like our bodies are very busy because we simply aren't going as many places or doing as many things. But our brains and our eyes are busy, taking in all the screens and learning in new ways. Our minds are busy, going with the flow and adapting and being flexible and figuring out different creative ways of doing things. And our hearts are really busy, being brave and strong and compassionate and trying to figure out how to keep going when things feel really hard. We're busy in different ways than we were before, but we're still busy. And sometimes we just need to hit pause. And I think that's why when I read our gospel reading today from the Gospel of Mark, the first thing that jumped out at me wasn't Jesus miraculously healing Simon's sick mother-in-law and all of those other people who were sick or in need. What stuck out to me most, and the part of the lesson I want to lift up, was Jesus taking time alone to pray. Our scripture tells us that in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Jesus had just spent a lot of energy helping people, which he loved to do. I imagine he spent time with them, listened to them, cared for them. I imagine that on that day of healing and all throughout his ministry, Jesus too had to be flexible and creative and brave and strong and compassionate. And after that long day of healing, he takes time the next morning to pray by himself and to spend time recharging his batteries with prayer and time with God. We too need to recharge our batteries and take time to connect with God. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you that you don't have to get up early in the morning while it's still very dark to do it. You can take a minute, a moment, or as much time as you need to connect with God every day. What does connecting with God look like? Well, it's a little different for everyone. It can look like saying a simple prayer like, "Thank you," or "Help," or "I'm sorry." Connecting with God can just be a little bit of silence to let your mind wander and to listen to God's voice, or even just taking one or several deep breaths. Throughout our life, we have to figure out ways to recharge our batteries. But we wanted to help you create one kind of space for you to pray and recharge. In your carryout connection box, you'll find everything you need to make prayer squares. which is sort of like a little quilt or a prayer shawl that you can sit on or wrap around yourself while you take some time to connect and breathe and be still. In the days ahead, take some time to sit quietly with your prayer squares. As they surround you, imagine God's Spirit wrapping you up like a warm blanket, reminding you that you are not alone and that you can hit pause when you need to. And oftentimes, hitting pause actually helps us to move forward. You'll notice that there are some special symbols to glue onto your squares, and they are meant to help guide you as you pray. Because if you're anything like me, sometimes our minds and our prayers need some direction. When you see the peace sign on your square, ask God to give you peace in your heart and peace on earth. Let the heart square remind you of God's love and the love you give and receive from special people in your life. When you see the flower, pray for God's creation and give thanks for the beauty that surrounds us. And let the star inspire your prayers of hope as you dream about what God can do in your life and in the world. Praying, taking time to connect with God, taking a moment to breathe and listen, these are practices that take practice. They are things we work on our whole lives. So don't worry if this feels hard or boring. I promise that even setting aside 1 minute to pray will change your whole day. And a whole bunch of days that are changed by prayer becomes a whole life that is shaped by prayer. Give it a try. Let's actually take time now to pray, and then we will end in praying our Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. God, we know that in the busyness and extra challenging challenges that we are dealing with, now more than ever, we need time set aside to pray, to breathe, and to recharge our batteries. Just like Jesus did after a long day of healing and helping, we need to be reminded of our connection with you and that you are with us no matter what. Help us to hit pause when we need to, and we pray that our pauses are filled with your loving presence. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who prays and the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.